Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show, girl, Pat McAfee Incorporated, Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Hot your baby toe.
All right, there's Bubba Gump. You know he's a Canadian station. He's Beard Wonder. Wide.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Saya. Brucey, Bruce.
What's going on?
What's going on, dude? Otter.
What's up, Tony?
What's up, man?
You know, we're just watching some college football. Sorry, bowl games. You know,
college bowl games are on.
We're gambling.
Buffs, obviously. Mac covered on Tuesday. Should have never doubted that.
I just almost ate shit.
What do you mean? What happened?
Just sitting back down on my stool. Never doubt with the Buffaloes.
No. The
fighting Buffaloes. Hell yeah.
Fought hard.
Hell yeah, Buffaloes.
How's Utah State looking?
They're down 3-0. Very good, but
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, what? It's like a.
What are you okay today? Or
I'm very bummed.
How many dab hits did you do before this?
Zero. I honestly lost way too much money betting on Georgia Southern.
Come on, lad.
Georgia Southern.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I wanted a midday sweat.
Check the calendar, pal.
You felt real fucking confident on Georgia Southern today?
Yeah, because
you deserve to lose.
I know, dude.
What are we fucking doing, Mitt?
Betting on shit that I don't know about.
That's silly.
It's the matching on a Tuesday.
I know. I fucked it up, dude. It was staring me right in the face.
Okay.
Woke up and just thought, Georgia Southern.
Live and you learn. live and you learn. Speaking of games, last night, you were in attendance, Bruce. You were on the Colts. How do you feel about it?
Nick Foles just...
Oh, he's bad?
Yeah,
he dropped a few in a bucket, dude. Sure. Not to the Colts, but in a bucket.
Yeah. He's bad.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Why are they doing
him, this? Him literally saying he didn't want to start either was pretty alarming. I actually love Matt Ryan.
Chomping at the bit. One say that. No, I the clipboard and the headset, pretty nice.
Kind of sweet when I was like third string and didn't even have to dress.
Yep. Deion Jackson obviously was in the doghouse. That's stunk.
He fumbled last game, so maybe that's
why. Yeah, that could have been it, Tony. That would have been good to know, Tony.
Colts are a fade right now,
I'd say.
Thank God. Except, Giants should be favored by more than what they are on Sunday.
But this is like the quintessential Giants.
We love the Giants as a dog. We don't love the Giants as a favorite.
Yeah,
I think you have to.
Short favorite against fucking this Colts team. Something to think about.
Maybe Foles just getting loose.
Maybe. I guess. I mean, I hope Colts fans ever asking for Foles all year. I hope they're happy.
Wink might have him decapitated.
Hopefully.
By the second half.
Hopefully. That boost did not hit, but the Herbert and Chargers to win and Herbert over 200.
Yep.
Check. That was good there.
That Derwin James hit was just in person was absolutely crazy.
Savage.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely savage. Yeah, so we move on. Under, another primetime fucking under.
That baby met.
Chargers win and make the playoffs. I don't think
good
they're
for
gonna,
them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they're going to be an easy out. I don't know. I don't think they're going to make a run against the top teams, but I don't think it's going to be an easy out. They're talented ball club.
I think if they didn't, Staley's job would be in question, too.
Agreed.
So good for them.
Agreed.
Who would you rather play, the Chargers or the Packers?
Chargers. Or who do I rather play?
Yeah.
Chargers. Oh. I guess it depends on my
Chargers.
I don't know.
Dude, don't do this. You know how football works, Bruce.
I'd rather play the Vikings out of the three of them.
They didn't know that was an option.
I just added it.
anybody else you'd like to add before we end?
I don't know. I honestly don't know the two who I'd rather play.
I just worry about Staley in a big spot in the playoff game. Not that LaFleur hasn't pissed down his leg either.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. See, if you get Bosa back, Bosa and Mac can wreck a game on their own.
Yeah,
and I think in Staley's defense, he has calmed down a bit this year.
Simmered, and it does seem like the locker room loves him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where does Sean Payton land?
Here.
There's, I mean, the like of the tweet doesn't. It's not nothing.
Then who do you get? Tom?
Brady?
Hell well, yeah.
The idea was here. Sean Payton and Tom to Miami, right? Aren't those two hand in hand?
Tom stinks at quarterback.
You think he's actually done?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Go ahead. I think he's got one. I think he might have one more run.
What do you need to see? Like a 17th bad game for him? I think
you need a full healthy O-line so he isn't getting the ball out in
that's millisecond. The Colts.
Yeah, right. True. True. But they should be good. I don't know.
I mean, it's all just setting up for another electric offseason is all we're getting here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, 100%. Let's do, because there's bowl games coming up, let's do those real quick. Utah State just tied it up with a field goal. Does that make you feel a little bit better than the holy fuck, we're screwed, it's 3-0?
Oh my God, what did we do?
Yeah, kind of. I'm pumped now. I didn't know they scored. Let's go.
Yeah, they just scored.
In the range of outcomes of the first drive, it could have been, you know, pick six for Utah State, touchdown or field goal. Yeah. It's kind of the middle result.
Yeah. It's not even the first drive.
Second, okay. Whatever.
No, it's
whatever.
In the second quarter.
The,
so
the opening stat.
Mitt's like, holy fuck, we're dead.
No, he's done it again.
He's done it again.
Maybe get a hammer out.
Shut up. Coastal at 6:45 versus East Carolina. Grayson McCall, quarterback for Coastal, gonna play in that one. Yep. So that is not small news. Coastal though, 2-6 ATS in their last 8, 2-8 ATS versus teams with a winning record. Jamie Chadwell, their coach, is going to Liberty Bibberty. Their DC is going to coach this bowl game. Their starting center is in the portal. They got a defensive end out, a corner out. East Carolina, their starting center also out, but that's about it. Maybe a tight end. I like ECU in this one. I believe I could buy it to 6.5.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you know if McCall played when they lost 7-47 against James?
They did
James
not. Madison? No, he did not.
7-47.
Oh, okay, cool.
He was not in that one. I will buy it to 6.5, though, on ECU. I like the... Their ECU's weakness is their passing defense, which obviously Coastal better with McCall there, but they do like to run the ball. ECU's offense should have its way against Coastal's defense, I believe. I'll take ECU in this one.
I'll take the pop. Give me Coastal in the 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. I'll buy this McCall kid's farewell to the Sun Belt.
Okay.
All right, I'm right there with you. I love me some Grayson McCall. And once I saw he was playing, I was like, oh, this is 7 points. Way too many points here, taking the 7.
All right,
I think I might take a money line.
Okay, me versus you guys on that one. Wisconsin and Oklahoma State. The people who are out and transferring in this one is a fucking long laundry list of guys. Both quarterbacks, one on each side. Don't know if the running back for Wisconsin's going. He was banged up. Not sure if he's going to go there. Oklahoma State's like, I think top four receivers are potentially out. Wisconsin's got a bunch of guys out. If I'm going one angle here only, and it's Wisconsin playing for Jimmy Leonard before he heads out.
And J.J. Watt retirement.
J.J. Watt retirement. And statistically, Oklahoma State can't stop the run, so maybe Wisconsin there. Yeah. I'm going to take Wisco in this one.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony.
This is ugly, but I'm going to take Wisconsin in the ugly game.
Okay.
Team Ride.
Team Ride.
I'm probably going to lay a lot of juice on the money line and maybe
I think Wisco's going to travel better. I think they'll travel better in this one as far as fan base is concerned.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Might be pretty.
My money line parlay, I do have ECU and Wisconsin tonight. Update, I did cash out of the
you fool
parlay portion.
No.
So the 25 to win 115, I cashed out of, so I will make a profit. The 150 to win 290,000, I will let it ride.
What was the cash out? People are asking in the chat.
1,200.
Nice.
So you make a profit. I made a. We're good. I made a profit, so I still got the fucking round robin.
Hell yeah.
I'll buy some diapers.
Hell yeah.
That'll pay the sitter.
That'll pay the sitter. And I did the math. So if I lose one game in the round robin, it drops to like 20-something thousand. You lose two games in the round robin, drops to about 1,000. So figure it out. I was worried about Wisco tonight. Pretty worried about that one tonight.
Nah, JJ's got it, lad.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. You can't lose after JJ retired, dude.
Tomorrow, oh, we should do this because it's before the show. I think this is a team ride. I'm not positive. We got UCF Duke in the Military Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if Plumlee's going to play. John Rhys Plumlee for UCF. If he doesn't, Mikey Keene, the backup, who's been playing for him when Plumlee's been hurt, he's transferring. Their number one wideouts, top linebacker, and DB are all transferring, and their OC went to UNC. That's UCF. I like Duke in the matchup. Obviously, they got a bunch of guys. They're 4-1 versus winning teams and 5-1 in their last six overall. Blue Devils for me.
Yeah, this might be number one on the confidence level, Tony.
It's up there.
I mean, I got one last chance to bet on Duke this season. They've been good to me. Let's do it one more time.
Okay.
Here we go. Duke minus the 3.5. I love it.
I think Bruce is handicapping this one as we speak.
John Rhys Plumlee's feeling a lot better. He's still taking it day by day, but he's definitely getting better. Let's see if this thing's paywalled or
is that an actual text from him?
No. I'm reading. This is a live reading of the San Diego Union Tribune.
I was taking Duke whether Plumlee plays or not.
Yeah, I don't give a damn.
Give me UCF plus 3.5. Sorry, boys.
No okay. Team
you fucking
wow.
Mutt.
Okay. You like Gustavo Malzahn the third?
Yeah, and I don't like living in a world where there's 92% of the money on Duke.
I hear you. I didn't know. I didn't care.
Yeah, no.
Because my money was early money.
This is also the time of year where it's like the Eagles plus 4. Public side, but kind of sharp. Public.
Sounds square to me.
Sharp. Yeah, I call them national tragedy games. If they lose, there's actually one tonight in CBB.
Okay. Also tomorrow, who else do we have?
Kansas, Arkansas.
I lean Kansas as we'll do it tomorrow because it's after the show. But as of right now, lean Kansas strictly because they haven't made a bowl game in fucking 2 decades, so a little bit of motivation there potentially, even though KJ Jefferson is coming back to Arkansas.
KJ Jefferson's gone. I'm on Arkansas. Kansas kind of just feels like Kansas hit a wall at a point in the season after rolling all year, and they never really came back.
Both of these teams did a little bit, and Arkansas has got a little bit more guys out than Kansas does. And then we got Oregon UNC tomorrow night at 8, which should be a lot of points.
What happened? What is that spread? That is absurd.
I don't know, because there's a laundry list of fucking guys out on both sides. As far
it should
as
like, not be double digit, let alone what it is.
I agree. And then the nightcap tomorrow night, Texas Tech and Ole Miss. A lot of guys out in that one, too. We'll handicap those tomorrow.
Lane's not out.
No, he's not.
There you go.
I am really excited to look at the huddle on Drake May's backup. Where's he going?
Drake May's going.
You don't that's have, why that's why
you
that
don't have to worry about that.
But he's transferring.
Huh?
No.
He's not transferring.
No, he's fucking staying home, dude. Carolina.
Never was.
I don't know.
This shit's confusing.
His name's not in the portal. It's just a bunch of people have wanted him to transfer.
Yeah, they want him.
Yeah, I thought he was the one getting $10 million bucks.
He got offered it.
No. Oh, I just saw that and was like, oh.
He got offered five by two different teams.
Yes.
Guys that we talked about, Devin Leary to Kentucky. DJ to Oregon State, which is good for that. Hey, it's good for that Beavs team. Hudson Card, Texas backups, going to Purdue. Ooh. Cade McNamara, Michigan to Iowa. Graham Mertz is going to Florida. Mikey Keene, who I just talked about from UCF, is going to Fresno. Phil Jerkovich, BC to Pitt. It's coming home. JT Daniels, your boy, is going to Rice. I'm sure you'll take a fucking Heisman ticket on him at Rice.
No, no, sir. But they might beat Duke next year.
Drew Pine's going to Arizona State, which huge we talked hall. About.
Yeah, what a landing spot.
And the kind of a big one today. Did you see
our that was a fucking monster out of nowhere. I thought he was done.
I thought he was going to the NFL. Sam Hartman potentially leading to go to Notre Dame, yeah. Which
the fucking Irish back in it.
That's probably the best quarterback they've had in.
That's a needle mover, dude. Yeah,
a little bit. That's what I thought.
The boosters probably gave him a rookie deal. Like an probably, actual NFL rookie
deal.
Hey,
you're going to be a 6th-round draft pick. Here's the same paycheck.
Yeah, exactly.
probably more, to be honest.
Yeah, seriously.
That's
actually huge. More.
That's fucking massive.
Okay, a little bit of the.
Are we nearing that, you think?
What's that?
Pay cut to go to the NFL?
Yes.
Some guys.
Like Anthony Richardson. Probably a pay cut to go to the NFL.
That doesn't feel good.
No.
Realistically, well, he was making over $1 million, though, at Florida.
If he was making that much at Florida, he would have stayed, though, because I don't... Is he going to get drafted? That's an honest question.
Apparently he's going in the first round.
Bro, no fucking way.
First round?
That's what all the mocks... If it all turns the mocks into have like, him in the first round.
If it turns come into, like, on. Third rounders are taking pay cuts, that's a crazy hilarious. World.
This is Malik Willis all over again, isn't it?
Well,
I love yes. good pro day.
We'll talk about. Let's dive into that right now. Ten.
Just remember when he does a jumping spin pass with nobody there. Maybe just fucking think twice about drafting him 2nd overall.
Cowboys, Titans, 10.5. I want to take the Titans here. I don't think I can't trust the guy. I can't trust the kid.
Well, Derek, they're gonna sit Derrick Henry too, right?
Oh, he's hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This screams under to me.
This one, yeah, it does, doesn't it? At 40.5, so it's pretty low, but.
Yeah, it seems like you have to sadly lay the 9.5 on the lowly Cowboys.
I think I'm going to
put 10.5.
That's a lot of points. We'll figure yeah, out. I'm not we'll figure out a way to play that one. I'm going to take the Panthers plus the 3 at the Bucks. That's going to
help. Ooh.
That's something I have to do.
I don't know. I don't know if I can drink the Panthers Kool-Aid.
Are you going to go the other side or just stay away?
I might go Bucks money line, to be honest. They just, for whatever reason, they fucking win. It ain't pretty, but they find a way somehow.
The Bucks are the ugliest team I've watched play football in the last, like, probably 5 weeks. They have been so fucking bad.
Were you at the Colts game last night, man?
No, I actually was not. I did not watch the whole game.
Me either. I watched Glass Onion instead. I was not putting myself through that fucking Colts game. I refuse.
I watched the first half. I don't think I missed anything in the second half.
You know what? I can't call anyone crazy because I think I'm going to... I might be on the Browns against the Commanders, and
100%.
Okay, I'm not completely crazy.
No, I love the Browns here. I love the Browns,
especially
here.
If Carl's playing.
Yes, yeah. He's gotta.
Yeah, you can't make that switch, and then
yeah, you gotta see him.
Yeah, Saints and Eagles is 7.
Get out of town.
Yeah, Cardinals is 3.5, and Falcons. That's an ugly game. That one.
I mean, there's some games that you just look at and you're like, you can't, like, what are you going to bet? The Cardinals plus 3.5 or Desmond Ridder minus 3? No, like, that's just, I can't do it.
That's a no thank you game for me. Jags are 4.5. Texas has been playing pretty good football.
That screams trap.
Which side?
Jags minus 4.5 screams trap.
Because Texans win last week. They play... I don't know, because I think the public, they saw them play tight against Dallas, the Chiefs, and then they win last week. I don't know what the public perception is on the Texans right now.
Probably lower than it should be, but this line to me also seems lower than it should be. I think the Jaguars should be laying 6.5.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. I thought it would open 6.
Yeah. Bears and Lions. I'm not laying that with the Lions. I don't trust them to stop the Bears offense.
I think I might, just because the Lions are that much better at home, Tony. That's my only thought there.
Yeah. How about... I kind of want to take the Patriots with Teddy at quarterback up in Foxborough. I don't know, though. I'm probably not going to bet that game.
I still hold out hope for like a classic Teddy Two Gloves performance where he just doesn't turn the ball. Or remember when he went on that run with the Saints when Breeze got hurt, where he's 6-0.
Yeah,
but he looked bad when he came in against the Bengals. But he's never had a game start to finish. Yeah. When he started against the Jets, they took him out. That was the one time this year the spotter was used to take a player out who didn't.
There's been a couple.
Didn't self-report.
There's been a couple.
I think I like Teddy there.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
There's something weird going on in New England that just doesn't... It feels a little dysfunctional.
The defense is running the offense.
For sure. Broncos and Chiefs, a couple angles here, okay? Chiefs were disgusted at how they finished the game against the Broncos in Denver last time when they were up 24-0, and then they let them come back. And then also... It's an interim coach game, but the problem is Russ, and he's still there.
And the interim coach actually was like fifth choice, and is just a timekeeper. This is like at the shipyard when somebody called in sick, and the janitor is painting on the side of a boat. Like, I mean, the job's got to get done, but it ain't gonna be pretty. Like, this is, I might alt spread the Chiefs to 20 here.
Yeah, wait, I like the angle that they were disgusted last game.
Yeah, and what is the spread? It's 13 and a half.
Yeah,
like, okay.
Under two touchdowns, that's something to think about. In KC.
Consider laying 21.
Broncos haven't beat them since Peyton was there.
Ooh.
Colts and Giants is 5.5.
Yep, we went over it. Yep. It is a 5-star on paper for sure.
Okay.
That's going to close 7. That was 4.5 like when Pat's show started.
Yeah, Jets in Seattle. Seattle's absolutely fucking reeling.
Oh, all-time revenge game, though, Tony.
Yeah, it is.
Double revenge game, Geno and Pete.
I know I'm going to... The stats are going to tell me to be on the Jets, and I know that for 100% sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely on the fucking Hawks getting points at home.
If Mikey Cocaine's slinging the pill, I'll be there.
You want to talk about a short line? Niners in Vegas, 6 is the number.
Is Stidham starting or
what?
Is Stidham starting or are they sticking with Carr?
I assume they're sticking with Carr.
All right,
Studham. Might as well see him.
Stud.
Like I think that's an honest. Well, I guess there's
if
still
you go with Studham now, that means in
playoff contention technically.
But if you go with Studham now, that means you're moving on.
Yeah.
I think you have to, dude. Can you bring Derek Carr back again with the same team?
He's such an anomaly to me because he makes some of the prettiest throws you'll ever see, and then
this was the year, though. Remember, Tony, at the start of the year, we had this conversation. We said this was his chance to prove he was better than good.
Yeah. Vikings.
Mind you, he lost Renfrow and Waller for
a lot of it.
But still, I don't know, man.
Vikings.
I think Derek Carr is a good quarterback.
I do too.
He will always prove you wrong.
I thank him for that. But yeah, he makes some really good throws.
Like he could go to a different team and be very good. Like we don't know. And we will never know.
No, until he comes to the Colts next year.
Hell yeah.
There's so many options for the Colts. It's going to be the best. The jersey swap.
Oh, I can't wait.
I mean,
huge one in Lambeau. Vikings pack. Packers have to win.
This line tells you everything you need to know. There's one thing they have not missed on all year.
Vikings
and it's been the Vikings.
Well, it's just when they play a good offense.
Yeah, but that's Bruce. Remember, like
the
we
Cowboys
all
was the last good offense they've really played.
Dude, Cowboys were -2 after playing like shit going into Minnesota.
Yeah, they know that the Vikings. Man, they keep credit to them. They keep fucking pulling shit out of their ass. But
they're the luckiest team in NFL history.
They 100% should be 8-7 right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Also, though, Tony, like Mostert doesn't fumble that ball.
No, no, I know. If, hey, I'm not
like Packers. Packers are in it, but they ain't playing lights out either. Like,
listen, you're not looking at a fucking high on Packers guy here.
This like I might take the points with the Vikings, to be honest.
Really?
Yes.
This total feels low to me. 48.5, the worst pass defense in the NFL at Lambeau. Packers can't stop anybody either until Tua knocks his head off the ground. Whoa. It's going to go over.
Hey.
Whoa.
No, seriously, though. They were getting gashed.
Yeah, I know, but it's uncalled for.
I am still upset about losing to the Vikings in that game. I'm going to 20-star the Packers.
Dude, me too, Bruce. We lost with fucking Teddy had a drive to fucking beat the Vikings and threw a pick. Like, it was right there. Like,
they stink. And Justin Jefferson should be the MVP.
Rams.
Jair Alexander get cooked by Jefferson all game.
Yeah. Rams, Chargers. 6.5. Letdown spot for the Chargers because they're in.
There's never been a game that I've wanted to bet less than this one.
Okay.
Give me the Rams.
I think that's the side because I think the Chargers may be let down. I don't know. I'd have to look at the standings to see if they can move up or down because they're not winning their division. They're in the playoffs. They're probably not going down.
Rams look like shit against the Packers, blew out the corpse of the Broncos. Like I'm not sure about them either.
Yeah. Yeah. Steelers, Ravens, flex to Sunday night. 3
Congratulations, Tony.
Lamar. 2 weeks ago, Steelers threw 3 red zone interceptions and lost by a field goal, I believe.
Yep.
This is a matchup where you just always take the dog.
That's for a long time. It was less than 3 every game.
Yeah, this is just how it goes. It's usually within 1 or 2 points. I mean, especially if it's not Lamar. Like, I like the Steelers getting 3.
Yeah, that's my question here.
Lamar
Is it Lamar?
So here's my question to you. I'll answer your question with a question.
The Steelers never does well. I get it, but it's still better.
How would me saying that he never does well against Steelers be a question?
We'll ask a question.
Thank you.
Good question.
He didn't practice last week. Normally when you miss 3 so weeks, you would think you maybe practice for a week before coming back. Maybe.
Yeah.
Especially since they are 10-5. Yes. No, I guess they had the division still up in the air, but
it's a knee injury, though. They're being careful.
Yeah. Like, I would think maybe
he was running in straight lines, just not making football moves last week.
You're going to have to do that.
Yeah, he's going to have to run in some non-straight lines.
Okay, we'll get into more of that as the week continues. Tell me about your CBB that you wanted to talk about tonight, Bruce.
I'm curious. I'll ask you, Gump. Seton Hall, Marquette, what do you got, sir?
These lines are a travesty tonight, Bruce. So what I have done...
Oh, I like
that. Money line
parlay.
Yeah, I got Marquette and Notre Dame in a money line parlay, -140.
Yeah, fair play. I got no side on Seton Hall Marquette. I was curious about what your side was. It feels like a national tragedy brewing with Marquette winning by 8.
-7.5. Like, Seton Hall feels like the side, right?
Yeah, no, it has to be, but that's why 98% of the money's on it.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I'm out.
And for that reason, I'm out.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually really like that money line parlay, if we're being honest.
Yeah,
love it. I was like, I got to have something with college basketball being back tonight. I was looking at the spreads, and I was like, here we go. Marquette, Notre Dame. Perfect.
All right.
Gump, the EPL kind of gave me fucking CPR today with the money line parlay.
What happened?
Hey, are the lads back?
Liverpool?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're trying to buy Enzo Fernandez from fucking Argentina. We might buy every good player from the World Cup. We're fucking spending, boy. Let's go.
Bruce, what were you saying?
What was your money line parlay? Chelsea and Man U?
Yeah, Chelsea Man U, baby.
There you go.
I wonder what
Some guy, Bruce, there was the fucking... This might have been the greatest tweet of all time. It was watching Nottingham Forest is like watching your base play Manchester United.
Oh, man. I wonder if it's cold up in Nottingham Forest.
Where?
Over Nottingham Forest. I wonder if they get a little wind chill. Perhaps a light dusting of snow. Perhaps... a bit of ice, ladies and gentlemen. Nikki Skates.
Not your best.
I liked it. I thought it was great. Not your best. Fucking sheriff of Nottingham.
I was gonna say, is it Nottingham Forest where all the fucking creatures live?
Yeah. Robin Hood and his merry men.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it was a real township in England.
It could be. It could also be that.
Well, yeah, they're playing Manchester United as we speak.
Okay. NHL just took a day off.
What do you mean?
Yesterday?
Oh, it's holiday. Boxing Day.
Festivus.
Oh, shout out. Canada, you're right.
Gumpy told me straight up yesterday that I ruined Boxing Day. And you I found that highly offensive.
Because you talked about the pores.
I spoke the truth of how the tradition got started.
Truth. That was not the truth.
What is the truth?
The truth.
What is the spin that you're going to give me? The propaganda that you're going to try and defend this?
The truth is that
cultural
they went
to bullshit.
Church and put stuff in a box and gave it to people.
Oh, that's nice. That's
yeah.
A good story.
Who?
The whoever, less fortunate. Not stuff. Fucking,
yeah, but it was nice. Servant. It's like doing canned
food. I don't know why you got to tear Boxing Day down.
It's like doing canned food.
It was the rich people giving it to their servants for working on Christmas. They
no.
said, here you go.
It
sounds it's called like, charity, Nick.
Here's, sounds like a
here's
canned.
Our apple cores.
Because you don't have Boxing Day.
Bones
doesn't mean you have
from
to
our
ruin
fish
it.
Dinner.
Sounds like a nice
leftover turkey meat.
Sounds like a nice canned food drive. All right. Black, let's just roll through this, okay? There's no way you're picking anything for a -440 favorite, right?
No, I am not. The +2.5, you know, we love being on the plus side of those is tempting, but I'm not going to do it here.
Bruins at the Sens.
Yeah, B, 60-minute money line. So listen, you know I like to rattle off a lot of trends and how teams are playing and things like that. Although after a 3-day break, 4-day break, 5-day break for a lot of teams, does it matter? I don't know. So I'll still give it with that, just a little bit info for the people. But I will be taking Boston 60-minute money line on the road. They won 6 of their last 7 against the Sens, who lost 3 straight and are last in this division, with Boston being first in the division. Boston 60-minute money line, I believe, is -122 right now.
Anything for you, lad?
Yeah, bees for sure.
Caps are at the rags.
Yeah, both these teams were playing well going into the break. They Caps have won 9 of their last 10. Rangers had won 8 of their last 9. I like the value of the Capitals as a dog in MSG at +128. Give me the Caps.
Bruce.
You all right there, Bruce?
Bruce, you all right, lad?
Wrong.
Give me the Rangers. No, they're not very good.
Pens are at the Isles.
Not going to touch this one. Interested to see how Pens come out of the break. The Isles were slumping going into the break. We'll see. The Isle, even though a new barn, always tough place to play.
Give me the Guinos.
Okay. How about your Stars and Preds?
You kidding me? Fucking here we go again, lads. Texas hockey money line.
Yeah, with him, with Powell, with the lad. Stars went 3-1-1 in their last 5. Before the stoppage, Preds went 2-1-2 in their last 5. Preds just aren't a very good hockey club right
okay.
now.
Okay. Leafs are at the Blues. Blues are probably trotting out Grishman after the break, huh?
I fucking doubt it.
I believe Binner's getting the go tonight.
Might not see the ice again.
I still will be taking the Leafs. They're allowing just 2.41 goals per game. Is that good? It's the second fewest in
That's
the NHL. Very good for the Leafs. They were 11-2-1 since November 23rd. Hell
Who's
of a
in
run.
That?
Samsonov, I believe, is going tonight. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Samsonov now. It's back to Samsonov.
Tommy
Swamson.
Thank you. The Blues, they went 3-1-1 into the break, so they picked it up a little bit. They're so streaky.
Very streaky.
I don't know
team.
What team we're going to get coming out of a break, so okay. Give me the Leafs.
Wild are at the Jets as favorites.
Yeah, Wild had a 6-game winning streak going into the break. It got snapped. On Thursday night before the break. And then now, you guys know I love Winnipeg at home.
Yeah,
you know I love
always.
The Jets at home.
Winterfeg.
Fire them up.
And Connor Hellebuck's playing, so give me the peg at home.
Can I interest you in a battle of Alberta?
Yep, and you can interest me in the dog in it. The Oilers and Flames, they played twice already this season. Each team has picked up a 1-goal win.
Okay.
I will take my chances with the Coilers on the road at plus money.
Absolutely. Oilers at plus money here is fucking criminal. In the Battle of Alberta the day after Boxing Day.
Is this the crazy playoff over matchup? like where they played the playoffs. It was like 9-8.
Yes. Yeah.
Give me the over.
Oh, six okay.
You know who used to love this game back in his day? Mark Messier. He said they take up the tiny little bird up there to Calgary, and the boys would be shivering in the back.
You know who else loved this game back in the day?
They loved it.
Gabriel Morenci.
Brother.
This one, okay. I will be joining you guys in NHL bets here after the break.
Colorado 60-minute money line?
Does that line look short to me?
Yeah, especially because Colorado's getting healthy. Arizona at home, though. Maybe that's why they think teams often let down going into there. But we'll give it a go tonight.
It's nice. In 1 week, I'll be betting NBA, NHL, and college basketball.
Yeah, wait, lad.
Sharks are at the Coovers.
Get the Coovers.
Yeah. Coovers are getting hot, my friend.
They won two in a row, six of their last 10 at home against the Sharks, who aren't very good. Give me the Coovers. Moneyline.
Hell yeah.
Knights are at the Kings. Oh, battle of L's.
It is.
LV and LA.
The battle of loss, but in different ways. Vegas. Give me Vegas. They're 14-3 on the road this year. That's the best road mark in the NHL.
Whoa.
Them on the road.
Whoa.
Get them out.
Whoa.
Get them out off the strip.
All right. Hey, I appreciate your insight.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
Thank you, Nicky Skates.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nicky Skates.
That was a sad walk away.
Jesus.
Faster, Mitch.
I couldn't get it. We got the
NBA. Fucking Nick. Missed them, dude.
NBA tonight. He was so fucking worried about the NBA tonight. Is it a TNT Tuesday?
It is a TNT Tuesday.
Club
night.
Going up.
On a Tuesday, we have. I'll just start it off with Atlanta going to Indiana here. We got the game here. It's in Indiana.
Nice.
I'm taking the Pacers on the plus.
Shut
on
up.
Just the plus money line. Jesus. This is a
kids
bad start
today,
here.
Dude.
You going? to this game?
No, I am not
I'll
going
to. I'll never recover from Georgia Southern.
I don't know why I put so much money on that. That was such a bad bet.
Don't do that, everybody.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't be like me. We got Memphis getting 8 points. Phoenix is coming into Memphis. I like John, the boys here. Ja Morant just came out with the shoe. So we're betting on him tonight. That's great reasoning there.
Yep, shout out.
The Knicks have lost a couple games, but they're still pretty hot. I'm taking.
But they're still pretty hot.
Yeah, I mean.
But they've lost three in a row in heartbreaking fashion.
Yeah, I mean,
but
we're
still
getting
pretty
back.
Hot.
Hey, we're getting back on the right side of things tonight, Tony. Going into Dallas, let's go. You're getting 4.5. And then, that's actually it. I didn't like the NBA tonight.
Okay, you guys have got an NBA tonight?
I did terrible on Christmas. It is a Christmas miracle for everybody that I didn't tweet those out or that we didn't have a show or whatever.
Okay.
But I, too, like the Knicks plus the 4.5, but bigger play. This is kind of a Goosebumps novel of sorts.
Okay.
Jalen Brunson is questionable, the Knicks point guard.
Okay.
If he plays... Knicks plus 4.5. If he doesn't play, take everything you have and put it on Julius Randle 20 plus or 25 plus. Okay. Either one.
Okay. All right.
And then I also love the Warriors. They're laying 4.5.
With That's the one.
Yeah, with the Hornets coming to town. I think that their Christmas Day shellacking of Ja Morant and all their little shit talk, like, you haven't won anything, we're the Warriors.
Nice. Yeah. Little
could start a little, something.
Okay,
yeah, I'm with Bruce. Hornets on a back to back as well. Warriors minus 4.5. I also like the Nuggets money line minus 150 at Sacramento.
Okay, Mitt, you can start worrying. Utah State's down 17-3.
Great.
Memphis is getting the ball back before half.
Fuck.
Before half, is the over alive? Are we back?
20. What's the over?
Only 58.5.
You're going to need a high score in second half. You need to
get one more score before half here. We'll be good.
All right. We will be back tomorrow. We'll break it all down. Bowl season continues on. Playoffs this weekend.
It all comes down to this.
We should dive. We should dive into
memories made
to the rest of the bowl games. Maybe not the rest of them.
Are you getting out of Dodge?
No, I'm just saying because then tomorrow, and then we have Thursday night football Thursday. But I mean, that's not. Then we got picks Friday. We're not going to really dive into them.
We can. Oh, wait. So when are we diving?
Maybe we'll do a dive tomorrow and Thursday. We'll split them up.
Oh, all those League One games yesterday are actually tomorrow.
Okay. So, yeah. Fucking perfect. Right, rolling back. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.